Before al-Qaeda set its sights on the U.S. and the West, the group's top priority was to topple regimes in the Arab world. Now uprisings are actually taking place, and in Libya today, longtime leader Muammar Gaddafi blamed the terrorist network for unrest in his country.
He made his latest rambling appeal by phone over state television. Here's a clip as interpreted on Al Jazeera's English news channel.
What has been the inciting factor behind all this is the al-Qaeda and bin Laden.
And Gaddafi said al-Qaeda has brainwashed and given hallucinatory drugs to Libyan youth.
Those enemies who have been training your kids, those are the ones who are under bin Laden's influence and authority.
Whether Gaddafi is right or not, there are real questions about what al-Qaeda would do as people rise up in the Middle East and North Africa. As NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports, Western intelligence officials are watching to find out.
What a difference a few weeks makes. As this year began, European capitals issued terror alerts. The U.S. was investigating a plot out of Yemen to bomb U.S. cargo planes. And then the Arab world got its first taste of people power.
Look, there is no going back. This is the start of the revolution. We have acquired the first step, but we still have a lot to do.
What that same revolution will mean for al-Qaeda is now being debated.
What this current environment may be doing is shifting the ground under al-Qaeda's feet.
Juan Zarate is a senior advisor at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
That is to say, al-Qaeda has been very good at focusing the attention of their constituents and of the world on this idea of the far enemy. That is, that all of the world's problems, all of the angst and grievances of the Middle East can be blamed on the United States, or at least can be affected by attacking the United States.
Over the past several weeks, nonviolent demonstrations in Tunis and Cairo have affected more change in a matter of days than al-Qaeda has by targeting the West for more than a decade. Analysts say al-Qaeda is aware of the problem and will change its strategy accordingly.
Al-Qaeda has always been ambidextrous.
Bruce Hoffman is a terrorism expert at Georgetown University.
And that's part of the opportunism that I think accounts for its longevity and ability to survive the 2+ decades that it's existed. It'll exploit whatever issue is served in front of it and do so equally adroitly. So for now, it will focus on the near enemy.
The near enemy, the regimes closer to home. Rick Ozzie Nelson is the director of the Homeland Security and Counterterrorism Program at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. He says al-Qaeda will likely target the near enemies in Yemen and Libya first and put less emphasis on targeting the West.
Both those countries obviously have longer standing ties to al-Qaeda's senior leadership and are probably best positioned to exploit the weaknesses in those countries.
Al-Qaeda already has an arm in Yemen. That group was behind the attempt to bomb a U.S. airliner two Christmases ago and the cargo bomb plot last fall. So that's Yemen. Then there's Libya. One of al-Qaeda's top leaders is from Libya and continues to have ties with violent Islamists there. And if the new governments in Tunisia and Egypt don't provide their citizens with the changes they want, that could provide al-Qaeda with an opportunity too. Again, Rick Nelson.
If the grievances aren't addressed and they demonstrate that peaceful means did not bring about the changes they wanted, they can go back and al-Qaeda can say, see, you do need violence to do this.
Focusing on the near enemy in the region could mean less of a threat to the U.S., but not necessarily. Hoffman says as popular movements sweep the Middle East, people have been too quick to count al-Qaeda out.
Al-Qaeda is in it for the long haul, and even if we don't hear from them now, it doesn't mean that they're not plotting and planning to use what they see as a golden opportunity to their advantage. So I would say it's just too soon to tell how what's going on in the Middle East and North Africa today will affect al-Qaeda in the long run.
Hoffman says analysts are always underestimating al-Qaeda's ability to adapt. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.